This is Dr. Muscle Chalk dictating patient's name is William Baldwin, BALDWIN, William WILLIAM. Date of birth is 6/21/1944. Date of service is 7/7/2022. Mr. Baldwin is seen in Mr. Baldwin. Mr. Baldwin is a very pleasant ...78-year-old male was admitted to the hospital. It congestive heart failure, diastolic dysfunction, also history of chronic atrial fibrillation, history of CVA, chronic kidney disease, dementia, and diabetes mellitus. He was also complaining of abdominal pain, also had some diarrhea. CT scan of the abdomen showed pancolonic diverticulosis without findings of acute diverticulitis. His sodium was low at 128. His creatinine was elevated at 2.81. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Patient was there is question of acute diverticulitis. He was initially started on IV ceftriaxone and metronidazole. He was given gentle IV hydration. Nephrology was consulted. He was complaining of pain in his right wrist, for which X-ray was done. We did not show any fracture or dislocation. He was being monitored, his labs were being checked. He was subsequently doing better. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Willows at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, complaints of weakness. He denies any headaches, denies any blurring of vision, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Past medical history has been significant for congestive heart failure, chronic atrial fibrillation, chronic kidney disease, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of CVA, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for rotator cuff repair and hernia repair. Allergies to Bactrim, doxycycline, and statins. Social history, smoking. Smoking, quit smoking long time ago. Alcohol used to drink, but denies any current alcohol use. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. He does have history of congestive heart failure, history of chronic atrial fibrillation, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of hepatitis disease, does have history of diverticulosis. Genitourinary, he does have history of chronic kidney disease, history of BPH. musculoskeletal, he does complain of joint pains, neurological history of stroke, slash TIA, all of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed, and as documented in HR, HENT examination was normal, pupils wiggle around and reactive to light, sternocleidomastoid movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SMS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, minimal edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, generalized debility. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, chronic atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic kidney disease. Stage 4. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, BPH. Next, DJD. Next, history of CVA. Treatment plan. Patients admit to below the towel. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Will monitor his progress. Will get opinion from cardiology. Also, continue other medications. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. He has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is William Baldwin, BALDWIN. William, WILLIAM. Date of birth is 6/21/1944. Date of service is 7. Mr. Baldwin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He has been feeling fatigued and tired. Son has been concerned about hydration status. He's not drinking enough fluids. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He does complain of feeling tired. He denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of congestive heart failure, next chronic atrial fibrillation, next chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about the symptoms. We'll get a chest x-ray on him since off and on. He has been complaining of shortness of breath. Occasionally his oxygenation is low. We'll also monitor his eyes and nose. Also, daily weight should be checked. Labs have been ordered. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is William Baldwin, William, WILLIAM. Date of birth is 6/21/1944. Date of service is 7/22/2022. Mr. Baldwin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He seems to be stable and doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. He denies any other complaints. Overall, has been feeling well. He said that he's trying to eat better. on examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Like was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart rhythmist was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, congestive heart failure. Next, chronic atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic kidney disease. Stage 4, next degenerative joint disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD. Treatment is still patient about his symptoms. He seems to be stable. Will continue current medication, continue to monitor his vitals and his fluid status. Will monitor his progress, will follow up. He is getting ready to be discharged. He will follow up with his primary physician. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Ashley McPeak. MCPEAK, Ashley, ASHLEY, date of birth is 7/21/1944, date of service is 7/27/2022. Mr. McPeak. In a very pleasant Mr. McPeak is a very pleasant 78-year-old male with history of peripheral arterial disease, status post left lower extremity angiogram / atherectomy and balloon angioplasty. History of coronary artery disease, status post-CABG, history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, peripheral neuropathy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, history of congestive heart failure, as well as complete heart block, status post-permanent pacemaker placement, history of pulmonary hypertension, and history of CVA, was admitted to the hospital with left foot infection. He denied any pain or fever. He was seen by his podiatrist and subsequently was sent to the emergency room to be admitted to the hospital. His renal function was elevated. Also, his sed rate was elevated. Left X-ray of the left foot showed soft tissue ulceration with underlying erosion of the distal phalanx of the first toe, compatible with acute osteomyelitis. Patient was seen by podiatry. Tentative plan was for hallux amputation. Vascular surgery was also consulted. Patient was started on IV antibiotics. Patient has recently had COVID-19. Patient was continuing on his current medications. Patient underwent partial hallux amputation of the left foot. Subsequently was doing better. Was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Willows at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, he said that he's been feeling well. He denied any complaints of chest shortness of breath, any palpitations, any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, overall has been feeling better. No other complaints. On examination, past medical history. Has been significant for peripheral arterial disease. History of congestive heart failure. History of coronary artery disease. History of peripheral arterial disease, peripheral neuropathy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, complete heart block, studies for permanent pacemaker placement, history of pulmonary hypertension, CVA, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history. Cardiac surgery, eye surgery. Cataract surgery, cardiac permanent pacemaker placement, amputation, vascular atherectomy, and angioplasty. Allergies to latanoprost. Social history, smoking. Quit 50 years ago. Alcohol, none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, there is any palpitation, there is a heavy history of coronary artery disease, status post-CABG, history of congestive heart failure, history of permanent pacemaker placement. Respiratory system, there is any cough, there is any shortness of breath, there is any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, there is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, history of BPH, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, he does complain of joint pain. Neurological, history of TIA/CVA. All the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and is documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran on drift light, external movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible, systolic murmur, grade 2-3/6, left inner border was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities. Left foot with dressing in place. Extremities no edema. Impression, number one, status post helix amputation, left foot. Next, peripheral arterial disease. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, permanent pacemaker placement. Secondary to complete heart block. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, pulmonary hypertension. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patients admit to below the towel, will continue current medications, continue with wound care, consult physical and occupational therapy, monitor blood sugars, monitor his vitals, will check routine labs, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Sandra Diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Date of birth is 7/28/1939. Date of service is 7/27/2022. Ms. Diamond is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has been doing better. She recently was diagnosed with COVID. She has improved. She didn't have any complaints of cough or any shortness of breath, didn't have any chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation. She said her knee is also doing better. She is going to the ball game today. has been excited about it. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sound floor positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, right knee, arthroplasty, redo. Next, history of COVID infection. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, history of CAD. Next, history of cardiomyopathy. Next, GJD. Pre-implant discussion about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. Her lungs sounds clear. Will continue current medications. She will continue to do some exercises. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Deborah Hemlinger, H-E-M-L-I-N-G-E-R, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, date of birth is 3-1-1964, date of service is 7-27-2022. Ms. Hemlinger is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's concerned about her Depakote dosage. She was wondering if it can be increased. She does feel anxious. Sometimes she does have mood swings. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, coronary artery disease. Next, cardiac arrhythmia. Next, history of VTAC. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of substance abuse disorder. Next, anxiety slash depression. Pre-implant discussion about her symptoms. She is on Depakote 250, will increase it to twice a day, continue other medications, will monitor her progress. I have recommended she see the psych also, will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Mary Pratt, P-R-A-T-T, Mary, M-A-R-Y, date of birth is 2-8-1943. Date of service is 7-27-2022. Mr. Pratt is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be doing better overall. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. She overall has been feeling better. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, COPD. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, lung nodule. Next, history of CAD. Pre-implant discussion about her symptoms. Will continue current medications. Her thyroid dosage was adjusted, will repeat her TSH, will continue other medication. She was encouraged to do some exercises, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Bonnie Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, date of birth is 2-10-1936. Date of service is 7-27-2022. Ms. Martin is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's doing much better. She denies any complaints of cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. She has been working with physical therapy. Overall, has been feeling better. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of recent COVID-19 infection. Next, dementia. Next, Parkinson's disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Treatment, discussion about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. Will continue current medications. She was encouraged to continue with the exercise plan, work with physical therapy. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Catherine Towne, T-O-W-N-E, Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth is 2/19/1984. Date of service is 7/27/2022. Miss Towne is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she has been doing well. She has seen the specialist who have suggested that it's veins that contributing to her swelling. She does not want to take the Lasix anymore. Also has been diffusing her weight. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation. Denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no GVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, minimal edema, both feet. Impression, next bilateral lower extremity swelling, next venous insufficiency, next history of multiple sclerosis, next degenerative joint disease, next anxiety, slight depression. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better and has been stable. Will discontinue the Lasix. Will her swelling gets any worse, will reinitiate it. Will continue other medications. Will also discontinue daily weight. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.